Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you are patting yourselves on the back because you think you got the gas prices to go down. I will commend you if you guys did that. I don't know if the boycott worked. Usually they don't work long term. You guys remember there was supposed to be a gas boycott from July 3rd to July 5th. In the middle of the holiday weekend, we were supposed to boycott gas. Nobody in my family went to the gas station because we went to the gas station a few days before, and I'm probably going to have to go back before I leave town this weekend. So it worked out for us. And again, you know, I want to support you guys, you know, trying to do what you can to very peacefully protest, which is what our First Amendment rights protect us for. And we are blessed with. So, yeah, but interesting. They said that, some people believe that it did work, that prices went down a little bit. Since the video was posted, the price of gasoline in the United States steadily came down. The national average rose to a peak of $5 a gallon in mid-June. According to AAA on Tuesday, the average was $4.80, a slight decrease from Monday, and a decrease of 8 cents over the past week. Now, Biden has basically, gone back and forth with blaming, the oil companies, his tweets. And again, I just don't know, who's actually doing the tweeting. Just like with Trump, you're like, who's actually doing the tweeting? But apparently there was a tweet where Biden had, blamed the gas stations and blamed the gas companies. And Jeff Bezos had actually slammed the White House for calling on gas stations to cut prices. As I told you, many of these gas stations are owned by small business owners. So Biden had tweeted, "The companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product and do it now." I guess, Biden wanted to be strong. He wanted to look like he was, But Bezos tweeted, ouch, inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this. It's either straight ahead misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics. So for Jeff Bezos to come out against, President Biden and, you start to see people in business question if the administration knows what the heck they're doing. Now, gas station owners have stepped up and have been pretty mad. Sal Risalvato was very frustrated with Biden blaming the gas station. He said, "I'm pretty annoyed that Biden would make that suggestion that it's the corner gas station, the quintessential small business of America, that's causing the problem." Former gas station owner said that Biden's statements were so untethered from reality that he alleges the president either misspoke or lacks understanding of how the pricing process works. He says gas station owners are not making any more than what they were making a month ago, a month before, even a year ago. Two other small business owners expressed frustration. This was on Fox and Friends, including Pennsylvania gas station owner Faizan Sarwar. He said gas prices are hurting us in a lot of ways possible. We really don't have any type of control on these gas prices at all. Since especially when these fuel companies email us with what's going to be next. Gas stations incur losses because they can't lower prices on their own. See, what I understood, and for those of you that are much more aware of how these stores work, I'm under the impression that these gas stations make their money from the convenience store. That's why you don't see a lot of convenience stores close with crime, because you're like, you always hear of these convenience stores getting held up and stuff. But the goods, the sodas and the coffees and the beer and the cigarettes, God, they make money on cigarettes, and the candy. These are things that these Shell or AMPMs or whatever make money off of, the tacos, the burritos. And so they need people to come in. That's why when there's the gas, you see all these advertisements for you could get a free drink, buy one, get one free. There's all this advertising because they need you to come into the store. Can I suggest have a working bathroom? I can't tell you how many times I'm on the road, I walk in, we can't use the bathroom. I'm like, Cord, don't buy gas here because I won't be able to use the bathroom anywhere else because you can only use the bathroom if you're a paying customer. So we have to stop what we're doing to leave to go and find a place that has a working bathroom because I don't want to just walk into somebody's bathroom without paying. So I need to pay for something, you know? So, I would like to think that we have some control. I would love us to have some control. Congress was talking about maybe suspending the gas tax. That could save drivers 20 cents per gallon. It's nice, but is it really going to solve the problems we have? And then one of you had sent me a piece where Biden actually was sending reserves of our oil to other countries that Biden was exporting. So U.S. News said oil from U.S. reserves were sent overseas, 5 million barrels that were part of our U.S. emergency reserves to hopefully lower domestic fuel prices were sent to Europe and Asia. People are pretty ticked, and people want to know why. 1 million barrels per day is being released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The flow is draining the SPR, which last month fell to the lowest level since 1986. U.S. crude futures are above 100 per barrel. Gasoline and diesel prices now over $5 a gallon. U.S. officials have said oil prices could be higher if the SPR had not been tapped. So then why are we shipping it? The fourth largest U.S. oil refiner, Phillips 66, shipped 470,000 barrels of sour crude to Italy. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as we're seeing monkeypox cases rises, I think yesterday we were already over the 410 mark. Another couple cases have been reported in southern Nevada. Now, we have, keep in mind, an underreporting, and we've talked about why, and we'll talk about that again. So when you hear, well, gosh, all of a sudden now we have more, is it spreading faster? It might be still spreading at the same speed. We just might be a little slow on the testing. In fact, I think their LabCorp is now going to be helping tests, and they're going to be doing some commercial tests we're going to talk about, too. So I live in Nevada, so we get health alerts. I get health alerts in the media. And so there are another two additional cases in southern Nevada. The cases are a man in his 50s and another man in his 30s. One of whom is isolated at home. However, another one is hospitalized. The health district is right now, according to the Southern Nevada Health District, looking at the health status of close contacts. They're working with the CDC. In fact, they are now notifying me that the number of monkeypox cases reported in the U.S. jumped yesterday from 410 to now 560. Again, it's just the reporting numbers are coming in. There's always a lag with the reporting. So now we're at 560 U.S. cases. Previously, the health department reported one man in his 20s who had traveled, I believe, to California, was tested in California, and was positive, came back home and isolated, did not need hospitalization. Another man in his 30s, or that man was in his 30s, another man in his 20s was diagnosed. So that brings the cases in Southern Nevada, maybe Nevada as a whole, to 4. But there's some new symptoms being reported. So all this data that we have been using when it comes to monkeypox and all that has been based on an older version or an older type of illness. So remember I told you monkeypox was isolated in the late 50s and then it was found in humans in the 70s? And I think, you know, we're really overdue to change the name because it's not just in monkeys, but we've seen it in rodents and prairie dogs and things like that. Well, the CDC had on its website for a very long time that it could be spread by respiratory droplets. That was one of the more common ways to spread it, just like smallpox, just like chickenpox. They're not wrong to say that. But with this new epidemic that seems to be spreading among people who have recently had sex, there's been a lot of talk about, well, maybe sexual contact, maybe it's sexually transmitted. We can't necessarily say right now that it is a semen or vaginal fluid transmitted, but we can say skin-on-skin contact seems to be a very primary mode of transmission. Another thing that has changed is monkeypox would differ from chickenpox, and this is really important here, okay, by where the rash starts. So when a parent says, my child has rash, I always ask, where did the rash start? And if they said it went from chest, it started in the chest and then went out, and they were pustules and things like that, chickenpox seems to do that. It'll seem to start from the chest, move out. Monkeypox, up until this week, we were told starts on the face. So it doesn't start on the chest, it starts on the face. We were told that monkeypox will start on the face and then move down. Well, in the last week or two, we medical providers have been figuring it out, and now public officials are saying these monkeypox lesions seem to be starting in the genitals. Well, duh. If somebody is sexually active and they are getting monkeypox from sexual activity, then you would think the first lesions, if skin on skin was the issue, would show up in the genitals. So with that, I have said for the longest time that the reason why the numbers could be underreported is because people might not want to be diagnosed with it. You know how people didn't want to be diagnosed with COVID? So they were like, that isolated, whatever. They, oh, I wasn't sick. I wasn't. Nobody wanted that stigma. Well, same thing with monkeypox. But I had said up until today that, look, you know, if it's on the face, that's hard to hide. All right. We can identify you across a room that you have monkeypox. But what if somebody's lesions never make it to their face and it's just in the genital area? You don't know. I've said time and time again, if you're going to have sex with somebody, all right, you got to have the lights on. And I know my husband will be like, okay, you know, because I like under the cover, lights out, right? Nobody see me naked, sex. No, all right, you have got to inspect the person you're having sex with, just hands down. That's just the way it is, okay? You got to be able to see it. So WebMD talks about it, and they say, and they talk about how you can get it. You can be exposed to monkeypox with contact with body fluids, blood, semen. The 2003 outbreak occurred when prairie dogs would bite or scratch some of us Americans. And so we had a small monkeypox outbreak from that. So contact with monkeypox lesions, that's why don't touch them, respiratory droplets. And then if you touched bedding or clothing that was infected, infected animals can scratch, bite you. So the it could get into your skin. It could infect locally. It could also spread. Now, these droplets don't necessarily travel very far. The reason why the CDC said before the pandemic, large respiratory droplets, is because it didn't seem to be as quickly contagious as chickenpox. And remember, we'd have chickenpox parties growing up as a kid. Or I would hear that somebody up the street had chickenpox, and then the next day I had it. And I'm like, whoa, did that gust of wind send it? Monkeypox, the droplets need to be large enough to carry the viral load from what we understand and close by. So I think what happened is we realized that monkeypox still needed a close contact. But keep in mind, if people didn't necessarily, you know, admit to, well, I touched them before I was next to them. I mean, how many people do I hug, you know, before I'm in the same room and we talk? I hug everybody. So could I get it from the hug, but be blaming it on the respiratory droplets? So that was interesting. But like I said, the big new finding, the new monkeypox symptoms include painful rash that may start in your pubic area, genitals, or around your anus. Fewer bumps. You might not get the slew of bumps that we're seeing in the picture. You guys are seeing pictures like smallpox, where it's all over. And monkeypox may only give a couple. This might be a new strain, new variant. We're trying to figure this out as we go. You may have bumps that look like blisters, pus-filled bumps, or open sores. So if it's a crusty open sore, don't start saying you have impetigo. You got to get this checked out. And then you may never get the fever. You may never get the flu. You may never get the spots. They say people have reported other symptoms like anal pain, rectal pain, the need to poop, but there's no poop, bleeding in the lower part of the large intestine, inflammation of the anus, rectal lining. So doctors think it's because there's painful bumps in the area. So why the shift in the symptoms? We don't know. The symptoms will come on. The rash may come 1 to 3 days after the fever starts. Even though it's supposed to start on the face, don't be surprised if it starts in the genitals. Then the rash will spread to your extremities, arms and legs. And you could get anywhere from 10 bumps to 150. You might get a yellow crust. There could be a secondary infection with staph. But just if you're starting to get a bunch of bumps, you know, right now through the telemedicine platforms, we are being cautioned to not misdiagnose. And when I tell a patient, I go, look, you got a lot of spots. This could be monkeypox. I need you to get checked. I don't have monkeypox. I'm, you know, monogamous with my wife. It's not necessarily a sexually transmitted illness. You could have touched something at the gym. You could have thought the towel was clean, grabbed it, you know. But we're dealing with a virus now that is not what we expected, just like with COVID. Okay, starting to defy a lot of the conceptions that we've had. So have an open mind. If you have any sort of weird spots, please don't let the family touch it. You got to get that bedding washed and get yourself seen. The government's not going to take you away. I know everybody's worried about reportable diseases because then, you know, your doctor has to swab it and all that. Listen, monkeypox can be dangerous. We have in Nevada one person in the hospital. It could affect the brain. These spots could get infected. You could go into sepsis. So there are bad things that could happen to you. Get yourself checked out. Let us do the testing that we need to. In terms of prevention, the smallpox vaccine is what we're using for monkeypox right now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged shooter at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago is confessing.
He was read his Miranda warnings, offered attorneys, etc. He went into details about what he had done.
That's according to Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart. He said the suspect is also being held without bond.
The judge ruled that there was probable cause to hold him at this time for 7 counts of first-degree murder.
President Biden is continuing to be slammed by small business groups for suggesting that gas station owners should drop the price at the pump. This time, it's Paul Hardin, who heads the Texas Food and Fuel Association. He says they're making pennies per gallon, and convenience stores make their money inside selling sodas and candy. You're listening to USA Radio News. Virginia's governor is doing what he can to promote a red wave.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the U.S. USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is going to court to challenge a subpoena to testify in the presidential election probe in Georgia. Lawyers for Graham saying the investigation is a fishing expedition and all politics. A grand jury is looking into possible 2020 election interference by ex-President Trump and allies, including Graham. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys are going to want to see this. Do you feel like you are overworked and underpaid? I think we all do. We all feel like we don't make what we're worth. Yet employers think we are underworked and overpaid. Conundrum we fall, find ourselves in as having been an employee and having been an employer. I saw both sides of that. And many of you are facing layoffs as we're coming into a recession. For a short period of time, you found that you could name your price. And I told you guys last year, I go, these people want you back. If you're going to name your price, you name your price. But it's going to come with a cost. Because if you become one of the highest paid employees, you're going to be the first on the chopping block when they need to save money. As an employee, I found it very, very frustrated that you would work in certain areas and nobody seemed to move up. Nobody seemed to get the promotion. There was nepotism. Was somebody sleeping with somebody else? And I mean, it was very, it was not a very consistent, fair process. And I learned early on that no matter where you work, you know, things just aren't fair. On the flip side, being an employer, I would struggle to make ends meet, to pay staff, and I would see staff, hide in areas just to, you know, not have to do work, stay in the bathroom for hours on end, be on their phone, and the productivity was very tough to measure. And I would not panic about that. I would just realize that I needed an overall productivity from the team. But then as a manager or owner, you had to make sure that you didn't have somebody bringing the team down. When they said, this person's not working, this person's not doing anything, they're always on the phone, they're always this, then, you know, you got to do something. So I see both sides. And for those of you who think the employers are always the bad guy or the employees are always the bad guy, working both sides, I'm going to tell you right now, no. It's all around. Sadly, it's the bad people that have screwed it up for the rest of us. And there's nothing we could do about it. The bad employers who overworked people and didn't pay them created, on the one end, you know, labor laws that protect the employee, but on the other end, they don't give the employee that extra liberty to make more money if they want. As I told you, you know, some employees will ask their boss, look, I took off a couple days last week. Let me go ahead and make up for it. Let me, you know, spend some extra hours, work on the weekend. Well, and they get told no because now they have to pay overtime. There's a law that if you work over 40 hours, you got to get overtime. And if the employer can't afford overtime, no. Same thing with sick leave. Now, you get sick leave, which is a fantastic benefit, but as a result, it's finite. So then you need more. Rather than, you know, this relationship going, look, you know, I work my butt off. You know, do we have to be counting beans? Do you mind if I'm off? You know, still just pay me salary. That's great. But when the rules come into play, a lot of times you then suffer from the rules. The rules actually can work against you. Same thing in terms of employees. You have an employee who will screw off and or take advantage, or you know, and then the other employees then all of a sudden have new rules on, well, you got to clock in, you got to clock out, you have to do this, you have to do that. If you don't get permission, you know, to work overtime, you know, before you work overtime, you need to get permission first, you know. And they were like, look, you know, before I could just work overtime and just get my overtime. Now I got to get permission. Well, we had employees, I could vouch for that. I've seen them where they would milk the overtime by clocking in, you know, late. 15 minutes clocking out late, that then equates to an hour and 15 minutes in overtime. That's some extra money. So, you know, sadly, employers could ruin it for the rest of us. Employees can ruin it for the rest of us. And that's why we have all these new rules. Now, what about working for the government? What kind of money do you make? So according to MSN, President Joe Biden's administration has unveiled the annual salaries for all their White House employees. They sent the list to all 474 employees to Congress. The salaries range anywhere from $0 to $180,000. Now, that I doubt that includes Fauci, because I think Fauci makes about $400,000. The vast majority of employees make over $100,000. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is one of 24 employees who make $180,000 a year, alongside domestic policy advisor Susan Rice. Legal policy advisors make it close to $200,000. There are 16 employees who receive no salary at all. They include Biden's senior advisor for immigration, Ramzi Kassem, and a special policy advisor for economic policy, Justin Levitt. The White House is required to disclose the salaries of its employees in a report to Congress each year. So that's a lot of money. This year's list shows the administration added two more employees, making the maximum $180,000 compared to 2021. This was after Jen Psaki left. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain also makes top salary. There are some people that make about $48,000. These are trip coordinators, presidential writers, research associates. Biden makes $400,000 a year. Typical number for now, a sitting president. Remember in the 80s, it was like in the 200s, right? And the salary, though, does not include a $50,000 expense allowance, nor the $100,000 in travel expenses that Biden receives. So I like the fact that there's some transparency. But for those of us that are struggling to, you know, buy $100 worth of groceries or pay, you know, for our gas, when you see people in the White House and a bunch of employees making over $100,000, it's kind of painful. Now, mind you, the White House has to run. I get it. The executive branch has to run. And these days, you know, most people won't work for less than six figures if they have to work and be vetted and go through everything they have to go through. But it's a lot of money. And when the government says, look, you know, you need to pay people more, then, you know, who's paying for that? One of the reasons why our prices went up is employers and small business owners said, look, we have to pay staff more. Some of you are noticing on your receipts when you go out to eat that there's additional charges. There's COVID fees, there's kitchen appreciation fees, there's inflation fees, there's gas fees on your tab. Not to mention the price of goods going up. So I don't know what the answer is. All I know as a physician, I am making the exact same amount I made pre-COVID, and I was never able to raise my rates in terms of patient fees, because if an insurance wanted to pay me $2.42, they did. I got paid $2.42 from the year 2000 to the year 2016 before I closed my office from one insurance company. Medicare paid me 12 cents for a flu shot. These prices, the only thing that changed is then they stopped. They didn't reimburse me for the flu shot. I mean, somebody said, well, you know, your biller messed up. Listen, we would bill, we would get paid on one claim, not paid on another. Exact same, you know, code that you're supposed to use for that service doesn't matter. I know people say, oh, boo-hoo, you know, doctors make plenty of money. There's doctors out there that make a lot of money, absolutely. But primary care doctors, you want to know why doctors are closing up shop? It's because they aren't making the money where they could go out on the golf course. And they can't change their rates with inflation. In fact, a big concern is many people, because they can't pay their medical bills, doctors aren't getting their bills. Doctors can work for a company, but, you know, if you're a small business owner, you're getting pinched. So what that means is, I guess, if you want to make money, work for the White House, because they're paying good. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is interesting. We are being told, oh my gosh, man, we got to keep an eye on China. Right. They say the heads of Britain's and America's intelligence agencies have promised more investigations into China, as they have both warned the world that they face a game-changing challenge with the ruling Communist Party. Director General Ken McCallum said MI5 is running seven times as many investigations. Is it MI or M15? Looks like an I to me. Anyway, is running several times as many investigations into China as it was 4 years ago and plans to grow as much again to tackle the nation's widespread attempts at interference an unprecedented joint address with the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. They said business leaders and academic chiefs also heard warnings that a Chinese takeover of Taiwan could represent one of the most horrific business disruptions the world has ever seen. In their historic speech, the security chiefs warned of China's ruling Communist Party, headed by President Xi Jinping, attempted to covertly apply pressure across the globe. They warned the Chinese government was a looming threat to global economies, technology, businesses, and particularly to Taiwan, the tiny East Asian island that has long fought off calls to reintegrate with mainland China. So McCallum said today is the first time the heads of the FBI and M15, or MI5, have shared a public platform. They say we are doing so to end the clearest signal we can on a massive shared challenge. So we got a lot to, you know, on our plates with what's going on with Russia. But as I said earlier, before Biden went into office, you know, what was China going to do? What was their plan? Was, you know, Taiwan, you know, ripe for the, you know, for the grabbing? And so that has been actually the question. Why hasn't China moved? We don't want China to move. You know, China has already threatened everybody to stay back and, you know, not interfere and, you know, not be doing drills near Taiwan. But it is very interesting and intriguing where that's going. Where, you know, are they planning on moving? They've almost basically threatened that nobody should interfere. We see it coming, but it hasn't. Is it because they're watching what's going on with Ukraine? Or are they watching what's going on with Russia? We are distracted. I mean, we're distracted with another COVID wave. We're distracted with what's going on with Putin. We're distracted with our inflation, with our gas prices, with, you know, what's happening with our administration, you know, shootings, things like that. So you wonder when China finds the time ripe. And my guess is if there is the chance of Trump being put back into office, I don't think China is going to want to do anything when Trump's in office. If they're going to do anything, they're going to do it when Biden's in office. So, you know, I'll keep you guys posted. But there, you know, while everything is going on, you have, you know, high-up officials raising their hands saying, look, guys, do not let your guard down. China is up to something. Ukraine expects to harvest 50 million tons of grain. This is in 2022, which is sadly well below the 85 million tons it produced the previous year. It is still above expectations, but the grain breadbasket of the nation falls upon Ukraine, and especially in Europe. So them having issues with food, their food being stockpiled by Russia and stolen, and interruptions in the Black Sea is devastating. According to Taras Vysotsky, the first deputy minister of agrarian policy and food of Ukraine, taking into consideration all circumstances and difficulties of the sowing campaign and the logistics during wartime, we expect the harvest to be not that bad, higher than the average for the last 5 years. At least 50 tons of grains, maybe more. Now, they have an internal consumption of less than 20 million tons. So that means they could then export at least 30 tons. But the other thing that you got to kind of understand, too, is from a psychology standpoint, if you're a store and people don't think you have a product, people won't go to you for that product. And you want people to think you have the product. So even though this does seem to be a overestimation, Ukraine wants to know that their buyers are going to still be there. And sadly, many countries are already looking for, you know, alternatives. Food, I'm going to be writing a piece on our food shortage. And we have this looming food shortage. And this looming food shortage is sadly a threat, not only to Ukraine, not only Ukraine, you know, but globally. We are going to be distracted because there's going to be a push for us to eat fake food. And I call fake food the chips, the candy, the seltzers. These are things we fill up with that aren't necessarily food. And we fill up with it such that we don't necessarily eat the real food. I don't know if you guys were poor growing up. But one thing that made our meatloaf bigger is adding stuff to the meatloaf. You could add egg. You could add cornflakes. You could add stuff to the meatloaf to make it bigger if you didn't have enough meat or didn't have enough money for meat. So we are possibly going to be looking at more fillers in our food. We're going to be looking at definitely higher food prices, and higher food prices will limit our consumption. But if we can't farm our food fast enough and grow our food fast enough, then that's going to be an issue. And I'm going to be talking more about our fake food. But I really want you guys to watch your fake food intake, because I think you guys are eating too much of it. Brittany Griner, who is the Olympian that is being held and detained in a jail in Russia because she allegedly brought cannabis oil for her vape pens, even though she's worked in Russia before multiple times, and that because she plays for a Russian team as well. And and she was arrested right before the invasion. You would think, she knew the rules. So I wonder if really that's what went down. But we are being told that, that is the crime. WNBA star Brittany Griner has been, according to the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, has committed a, quote, serious offense that is supported by indisputable evidence. Basketball player Brittany Griner was taken into custody at Sheremetyevo Airport upon arrival from New York, is accused of smuggling and storing hash oil that's classified as a narcotic drug. This is a serious offense supported by indisputable evidence and liable to imprisonment for up to 10 years. Attempts to present her detention as illegal do not stand up to criticism, according to Zaitsev. The law has been violated, and arguments about the innocent nature of her predilection, which is punishable in some U.S. states, are inappropriate. So what they're basically saying is a 31-year-old who plays in Russia during the NWNBA's offseason is not going to get any sympathy from the fact that what she has is illegal in many states, and they are not going to tolerate people saying it was planted. And, she's asking to come home. And I get, a lot of you are thinking, well, she does the time, she does the crime. Or, she dissed on the national anthem. She didn't want to be a part of America then. Why should she be a part of America now? But I disagree. If the U.S. and our State Department has absolutely no power to help get her back, that demonstrates our current relationship with Russia. It also demonstrates our weakness and the lack of fear Russia has with us. And it puts her in a predicament, and I think it is not a good look for us in America. We should be able to effectively get her back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.